So our letter for today is C, and C stands for come. Oh, you guys didn't get to see it. C. C stands for come. It is an invitation. Invitations are really special, aren't they? I imagine some of you sent out invitations or made verbal invitations to come to your house for Thanksgiving. Or maybe you accepted an invitation to come to somebody else's house. In our family, we have invited Randy's family to come and join us for Thanksgiving probably every year of our marriage. Now, you have to understand that they live in South Carolina, and they firmly believe that any time after October 1st, if they come up here, they're going to get into a snowstorm, and they're probably going to be killed on the road. So they have never accepted our invitation to come for Thanksgiving, although they have come in the summer when they figure it's safe. Invitations are really special, especially if, for instance, your son or daughter has moved far away and they invite you to come and stay at their house for a while. It makes you feel warm and wanted. We have friends that share an invitation with us almost every year. They have a timeshare, and this timeshare is one of those where you can go wherever the company has a place. And so they've invited us to go to the Poconos, and they've invited us to go to Tennessee. This year, in the wintertime, they've invited us to come to Florida. And there are no strings attached to this invitation. We don't have timeshare, so we can't invite them. When you go with them, you can sit around by the fireplace if you want to. You can go out to dinner. No pressure. It's a wonderful invitation. This morning, I want to share an invitation with you. It is an invitation from God as we get closer to Christmas. You know, Christmas starts earlier and earlier in the stores these days. You start to see it even before Thanksgiving. And there are so many expectations that gather around. You know, the media would have us to believe that if you want to be a good parent or a good wife or a good husband or a good friend, you have to plan parties and cook special things and invite people and get huge gifts. And it's all about buying, spending, and attending. And it gets to be a heavy pressure. I have to admit to you that I get sucked into this. Every year I tell myself I'm not going to, and every year I just get sucked in. My mother was a stay-at-home mom, and she made special cookies that she only made at that time of the year, and there were certain traditions in our family. Well, if I did all of those, I would end up totally exhausted, and in fact, when I get sucked into it, about the middle of the season, don't you nod, Randy. About the middle of the season, I just say to myself, I can't wait till this is over. Well, here, during this Christmas season, we are not going to fuss at you. We are not going to pile more stuff on you, because there's enough coulda, shoulda, woulda things that are piled on you at the Christmas season. God has a different invitation for you. That kind of pressure is not what God wants. In the Old Testament, we hear one of the most beautiful expressions of that invitation as Isaiah speaks for God, those words that Jeannie read earlier. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live, says the Lord. And for those who would accept this invitation, The result is not exhaustion and frustration, but the result is you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. What a beautiful invitation that is. But people didn't accept the invitation. People tuned their ears and their hearts to other invitations, the invitations for things, the invitation for riches, the invitation for power and popularity. And when they got what they wanted, they found out it was empty. It did not satisfy. God called to people, "Come, come to me. Come, and I will satisfy the hunger of your soul." But people got confused. They didn't know how to come. And then finally, on one star-filled night, God came to the people. God came to us in a way that we could understand. And as this baby Jesus grew to adulthood, he issued the invitation in words that we could understand, in a human voice. Jesus' words to people of all times and all places echoed that word of Isaiah when he said from the book of Matthew chapter 11, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." When people couldn't or wouldn't come to God, God came to them. And Jesus is still coming to you and to me. Jesus is still inviting all of us to come and get closer to him in this special season. Jesus is gentle and humble, as the scripture says. He respects our free will, and he will not force us to come. The invitation is open. The invitation is given for you and for me, but he will not force it. He simply issues the invitation, "Come." And you can drive through the snowstorm that is inevitable every Thanksgiving or not. You can come to Jesus or not. It is your choice to respect and to say yes to that invitation. Maria Boulding, in her book, The Coming of God, wrote this about that invitation. She said, "The uncreated beauty that spilled itself into history that night is waiting for you. It's as close as your breath, and all you need to do is say yes and open your heart to the invitation." I invite you to say yes to that uncreated beauty. I invite you in this season to not make it one more thing to do. And we don't want your coming to church during this season to be something that you simply check off as something else that is done. Let it be a gift. Let this space during this season be a little island of peace for you, a place where you can simply sit in the presence of God and receive. Sit and listen to the songs and the carols and hear again the words of God spoken directly to you. And if your heart is moved, and if you want to, there will be other opportunities, but don't make them just one more thing to do. There'll be an Advent dinner in 2 weeks, and we'll be coming to the sanctuary after we eat together to share some carols and some traditions of the season. Our small groups are gathering to get a little more practical about what it means to come to Jesus and what these words have to do with our lives. And if you have time and if you are drawn, come to a small group. Pastor Jenny and I are doing a small group that has to do, again, all of the small groups are going to be centering on the themes of our sermons. And this small group that Pastor Jenny and I requires no preparation. It just requires that you come. You don't have to come every week. If there's a message that really touches your heart and you want to go deeper, come for just that one. No expectations attached. These are going to be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evenings here at the church. Stephanie Evans is offering a very interesting opportunity for those of you who love art and are very visual. She calls it Art in Advent. And she's going to be looking at some of the beautiful paintings that depict the Christmas season. And she's going to be talking about the symbolism in them and the message that the artist was trying to portray. And at the end of it, sometime after Christmas, she's going to lead a field trip to the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. to actually see some of these original paintings. But again, don't make it one more thing to do. If your heart is drawn, come and go deeper. Jesus is inviting you during this season to lay down your stress and all of those expectations. Jesus is inviting you to come closer and find rest for your soul. Jesus is inviting you to come and celebrate the uncreated beauty that broke into the world on that night.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes you fall. So fall on Jesus. Fall on Jesus. Fall on Jesus and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain the joy inside, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come.